Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O. As I live and breathe, are back. It's like I don't even know how to podcast anymore. Elizabeth, Bitsy,
hey.
Bitsana.
Hey.
Elizabeth Ann, how are we?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am so good. We have so much to talk about. I am really excited for this episode. Welcome back, everybody, to Bose and Company. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm so excited to be here today on this show. And I just wanted to say that that little summer sabbatical was
Where did it go?
But here we are. You're looking lovely in your gray cashmere.
Thank you so much. We are in the process of moving. And so I have zero to no clothing.
My stuff is in three moving boat totes.
This is a winter sweater.
I did notice
I have been wearing the same jewelry for 5 days because all my jewelry is at the apartment.
We literally have so much to talk about, and we're actually going to back up. We're going to back it up. I also like want to talk about, I didn't even tell you this, so I forgot to brief you offline,
but
like I want to talk about some of the weddings that have taken place on social media. I want to talk about just like some pop culture things. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about us.
My favorite topic.
Totally. Why do you think I bought these microphones 3 years ago? All right, so let's back it up for a second. So the last time I talked to you, I did like a really quick little solo pod. We went to the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Hamptons and it was so much fun and we were just living it up. This was your first time in the Hamptons. I went 3-4 years ago with Claire around this exact same time and we stayed in the same place. What was your take on the Hamptons?
Well, first of all, I was just so tickled to be invited because last time I was a sophomore in college, the whole family abandoned me for a wedding in Connecticut and then they tacked on the Hamptons. So I was graced with the presence. I loved it. I thought it was an amazing establishment.
I love what they're doing out there.
But on that same nerve, we have that very similar vibe in Cleveland.
If there's one thing we're going to do.
If there's one thing we're going to do is we're going to relate it back to Cleveland because I loved it. It's quintessential upstate New York, picket fences, farm markets, much like we have here in Ohio. Like we have a very similar vibe. It's not the same, of course. It's not as aesthetic and we don't have the great shopping. But we have land.
And, yeah.
We have horses.
Uh-huh.
We have grocers and small farm markets.
And small tasteful wineries.
So many wineries. We have so many wineries.
We have little coffee shops and farm stands and we have
the Golden Pear is no different than the coffee shop at our lake house.
If there literally is one thing we're going to do is we're going to water down wherever you live and wherever, and we're going to make it wherever we go. We're like, honestly, we have this at home.
Literally, Paris is in our backyard.
Like, we're so unimpressed with stuff. I think what happens with us, and I actually think this is why we're so rooted in where we are. Because the more we travel, the more we realize how much we love our home and how great our home is. And I sometimes believe that I think it's supposed to have the opposite effect on people. You're supposed to like see the world. But the more I travel, the more I just want to come home.
There is no more beautiful sunset than a sunset over Lake Erie.
No, literally. Like,
truly. And you know what? Our grandpa who traveled the world.
Yeah.
He said that one time.
He did. So, but that being said, I love the Hamptons. I would go every
And by the
summer.
Way, nothing to take away from the Hamptons. I loved it. Like, obviously, it's better than rural Ohio. But, like, if you wanted a taste of the Hamptons, go to Sandusky.
No. No, not Sandusky. That's too far.
No.
That's too far. But, like, I love our little lake town, but, like, I think of Brattonall. I think of...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What I didn't like about the Hamptons was everything was so far apart.
So that's what I was trying to explain to you.
We're in the car. We're going 20 minutes here. We're going 30 minutes there. And everything is so far.
Yeah.
And then you just like get this little pocket and you're there and then you walk around and then you get in your car and then you go to Le Beau Bouquet in Sag Harbor.
Right. And I feel like, first of all, Le Beau Bouquet, I feel like they just put a Band-Aid on that restaurant. Like, we were falling into the water. Like, that floor was about to give out at any point. That was like a fish shack, I felt like we were living. And then they just like threw that blue everywhere. Obviously, the food was delicious and that was the best cocktail I've ever had. I was trying to explain that to you because the first time I went to the Hamptons, I was so shocked at how big it was and how spaced out you are. And so I really feel like if you are a true Hamptonian, you are
a Hamptonite.
A Hamptonite. You just stay at your house and you live in your town.
Yes.
We covered so much ground. We saw everything, which is what we did last time. I also just think there is... What? There is what? Nothing like having context. You have yes. to have context when you are, because then what happens mm-hmm. is you turn into this woman, this girl mm. who is just so easily impressed by everything. And if there's one thing that the two of us are not going to do, we're going to water down where you live. We're not going to be impressed
by anything. We're easily excitable, but we're not easily excitable.
We get exact. Yes, I would agree with that. But I think it's so important to have context.
And I think it's important because we see such a highlight reel on social media yes. from influencers who are going to these, you know, weekends in Montauk or a month in the Hamptons. And it's amazing content. It's beautiful. But you go there and you're like, okay, my grocery store is a farm stand 30 minutes away. And everything at Round Swamp is over $1,000 for a muffin. A muffin is $1,000. It's, by the way, it's delicious. The chicken salad, the tuna salad, life-changing.
Life-changing. Best. That's the thing. The quality is like.
But I had to put a mortgage on our house. To afford yes, it.
Right.
And it was a 3-ounce container.
It was the most expensive place. I was shocked. I had not been to Round Swamp last time we were in the Hamptons. I was shocked. That is the true work of social media. We pull up to the side of the road. It is a small hut. It's cute. It's charming. But it is literally no different than any other farm market that you could find in any Midwestern state.
The food was amazing.
The food was the best food. It was literally the best chicken salad I've ever had in my entire life.
And let's talk about the chicken salad because I was shocked with the consistency of the chicken salad.
I would agree with that.
I like a chunky chicken salad. So when I see this, I'm like, too much mayonnaise. I'm not into it.
Stomachache waiting to happen.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah. It almost had the undertone of ranch.
You kept saying it tastes like a Caesar salad.
And it did. And it did. I will say I like the tuna better because I'm a dill girl.
Yeah.
And I loved the dill.
And the tuna really satiates like that salt. Craving of salt and then like a little bit of protein. I don't know which one I liked better. I believe it was the chicken salad mm-hmm. for me. But if you're craving tuna, like that would be your ride home for some tuna.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy we tried it. But again, context. Like we need to have context. And I think what I'm saying, when people are like, oh, you know, I want to, first of all, let's just start with your thoughts on Montauk.
I don't like Montauk. I think if you had a house there and you grew up going there, beautiful. It wasn't my vibe. It was too much of a beach town.
Yeah.
I saw too many like t-shirt shops. It was very touristy. That's what I'm trying to get
at. I would say that I really was shocked. So this happened last time was with Montauk. It was kind of disappointing. Mm-hmm. But again, if you grew up there, like I could see why you would love it. It's very nostalgic, of course. Every other place, I see the hype.
By the way, I see the hype of Southampton.
Yeah.
West Hampton, I think it went south, west, east for me.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And then SAG, then Montauk.
Yeah, Montauk is always going to be at the end for me. But I think if you're like a surfer and you're just coming to like go for a beach walk and stuff like Bethany Frankel, then that is your place. I will say like that is a rough sea we're looking at, you know?
Totally.
That's a rough sea. And on a gloomy day, I don't know who was saying it, but whoever we were speaking to about like, oh, we live in Cleveland. I don't think they realize it. It is the exact same climate. Our trees look the same. Our produce looks the same.
We have the same animals. You guys grow
corn, but for some reason it's chic. And for some reason we're like country bumpkins and we live it out. It's the same climate.
She literally said, oh, is it like colder there? Or she said, no, we're on the same latitude and longitude. Like,
it's also August there.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, so that's like, oh my gosh. The Sag Harbor General Store was charming.
The Sagaponic.
Thank you.
I think
you.
We're saying that wrong, but it was delightful, idyllic, picturesque, Norman Rockwell. Whoa. But
yeah.
It was amazing. And we saw Meg Ryan.
She was dropping off a package at the post office. And they have a Michelin star chef that they brought in. And they did a 4-year restoration on this place. I believe it's a historical site. And it was one of the best breakfast sandwiches I've ever had. And the coffee was really good. And it was just like, you live in the town, you know, you have a $74 million house down the street and mm-hmm. you just come down to get your sunflowers and a cold brew. It's like that kind, that's the vibe. And Meg Ryan is your neighbor. So we saw her, we saw Rebecca Minkoff.
That's right.
And who else did we see? Oh, we saw Ramona Singer. She was sitting right next to us. Oh, let's talk about that lunch.
Oh, that was such a good lunch. Where did we go? what was it?
It was
45.
Right on Main Street. It had like the yellow awnings.
We 75 were, Main.
75 Main. Thank you very much. And we were, it was kind of like an indoor-outdoor situation. So the windows were open. The salad that we had was delicious. And we were sat right next to Ramona Singer. We have seen Ramona Singer in Palm Beach before. I think I've actually taken a video on accident of her. I think it was at the Colony, I want to say.
It was.
And she was with a woman who we have seen multiple times in Palm Beach, walking around. I think I've seen her at the Breakers before.
She's a striking woman.
You notice her. And so we're sitting there, and Ramona Singer and our table, we're right on top of each other. And she keeps filming throughout the lunch. Yep. And like, as an influencer, as a content creator, like, I am, you know, going to always defend. It wouldn't stop. She wouldn't stop filming. She wouldn't stop filming. It was not like a hands are up filming. I shout out to Mestiza. She was in a Mestiza dress.
She looked great.
Clocked that right away. But anyway, so then she puts a story up from the lunch, and mom was walking to the bathroom, and she was filming so much throughout the lunch that, like, I just figured she wasn't going to use all this. Right. Mom deadpan straight to the camera, stares at the camera. She's in the background of Ramona Singer's story. It was the funniest thing. And she tagged the woman she was with, who we've seen multiple times before in Palm Beach. And it is
Jack Tuzet's mom,
who dated Zandra.
Who we, you know, seven steps away know because she is from Cincinnati and would go to Miami a lot.
Yes, she was a DJ, or she would come and DJ at Miami. But that now he's dating that other girl,
Gracie. But like, are they dating?
And I thought they broke up, but then you said they got back together.
I swear they did not break up.
But that was crazy that was Jack Tuzet's mom.
Yeah.
And we've seen her multiple times in Palm Beach.
And the husband.
They like were strolling in all white.
I'm sorry, but every time, so we've been watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And by the way, that is, at this point in my life, the only TV show I watch. I know you keep saying like, I'm not, like, I'm watching other stuff.
Who's watching other stuff?
Me. Like, I'm not.
Wait, when did I say that you were watching other TV shows?
Okay, maybe I thought you like questioned me. I'm like, I genuinely am only watching.
I don't ever recall questioning your TV shows. Okay. I know
that. Gets into a forum.
Wait, why would I be questioning that you were watching it? When else would you be watching anything else?
So anyways,
okay.
I've only been watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and we're on season 6, and every time somebody says husband, I keep thinking of Meredith Marks, and she goes, the husband. No, because we need to like insert how she says it. It's the craziest thing. I think she was like on something when she was saying it, so she had this crazy accent, the husband.
She's great. You know, I met her, saw her last year.
You know,
I
am acquaintances with her son, Seth.
Oh my God, wait, tell this lore.
Okay. So
I'm so happy to be back.
Thanks for asking, even though I brought it up. So I was the president of the Miami Real Estate Club. Her son, Seth Marks, and two of his business partners started Havenly Ventures, which is a student housing investment firm. Okay. I don't know exactly like what their end goal is, but I was on phone calls with him, emails. They came and spoke 3 times in the time that I was there, and he was interesting.
And shout out to Not Everything Coming Back to Ohio. We got to stop. Like, people are going to be like, you guys are like obsessed.
But by the way, if I needed to email Seth Marks, like, let me know. I'll email him.
You met him 3 times. You have, I saw a picture of him because you were like taking a picture of the room. And
I didn't know who he was at
the
time.
No, I know. Because then we started watching the show. I didn't know who she was last year when I was at that Fashion Week event. And she was right in front of me. We like were waiting for an Uber next to her. Crazy. But Seth, her husband, does he still work in Columbus?
I'm sorry. Are they both named Seth?
Wait, what's the son's name? Do you want me to look it up?
No, I think they're both names. Is that right? Okay, check that. When you were at New York Fashion Week, is that when it was?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, pivoting to that, we did some amazing shopping in the Hamptons for your LTK.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. We did. And we haven't even gotten to the feet and ever. Like, we have so much to cover.
Okay.
So I don't know what her
forget
son's
Seth
name.
Marks.
I actually just don't know what it is. But we have a connection. That's all we wanted to let you know is that we have a connection.
So
thank
you.
So anyway, the Hamptons. Oh, wait. Back to the Hamptons. We did some great shopping. First of all, oh, my God. The first day we went, we were invited to a private shopping event in East Hampton at the Glass House with Prada. And we were there all afternoon, which was perfect because the first day that we showed up, it was a little overcast. And that was an amazing afternoon.
Ugh.
We rolled up.
Pierre's.
We had lunch in Bridgehampton at Pierre's, which is pretty well known. Looking back on it, we should have bought merch.
I said, that is such cute merch.
We should have gotten it.
I'm a sucker for merch.
I actually pulled out your Hampton stuff because it was down in the studio.
Okay, good.
And we've got like mugs and all this stuff that we're going to have for the townhome. So not us making the Hamptons our entire personality.
After completely derailing and not liking it at all.
It's basically Ohio. Like, girl, no, it's not. So the Glass House was so much fun. We did a ton of, well, Anne did a lot of shopping at Prada. And we got adorable We need to start using them. They're going to be our fall, like, going out bags. They're little pochettes from Prada, and they're such, they're so small.
They are so small. They are, like, this big, and they have a small chain and then a long.
And you just kind of carry it, you know?
You just kind of throw it over, and you just kind of whip it around.
Yeah, and you don't know.
It's just a pouch.
We don't know what we're putting it in, because it's like, you literally cinch it. You got a really cool green, and I got like a taupe that's stitched with like another taupe.
Yeah, so, suede.
Yeah, so we got some pochettes. I don't know about you guys. How you feeling about a pochette? I should bring that to LTKCon. That's a super cool purse, and it's brand new. And got some great things. You also got like this really cool jacket.
I need to start wearing that.
No, I know. It's too warm. I totally
forgot about that.
It's in the bags in the studio because I was going through them with our assistant today and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
I started
that.
Trying on a bunch of men's clothing because I was like, where else can I shop?
Right.
And I found this really cool denim structured jacket.
And you were trying to convince dad to get a lot of stuff because you were like, obviously you're never going to wear this and I'll just steal it from your closet and it wasn't working. So you ended up getting that awesome jacket. I will say the shopping that we did was amazing. The Row, I thought that was fun that we got to go to a store. We didn't get anything, but I believe there's only a few stores ever, you know, I didn't even know. And, you know, it's just like one thing.
Yeah. It's just like one black blazer.
Right. Yeah. That's like $17,000. Actually, that's actually an accurate price, by the way. That was like, I was trying to exaggerate. I should have said like $72,000. But the jackets, I was recently watching, like, Morgan Stewart was on a podcast and she was being serious. I'm obviously jesting. She was like, you really can't get a jacket these days like under $9,000. And every store that we were going into, The Row, where else were we?
That was honestly, The Row was the only one that we were like aghast at these prices.
Ulla Johnson, that was the other place. Oh, Ulla Johnson was getting a little crazy. Not quite The Row, but yeah, it was $11,000 for a jacket, for a black blazer. Anyway,
I'm sure it's great quality.
I'm sure it's great quality. Ulla Johnson was also a vibe. Did you notice that they have the same purses this season as Zimmerman?
No, I didn't.
I think their whole team should be fired because because it's the exact same purse. It's this ruffle raffia and plum.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the same purse. It's the same purse.
What fools.
No, literally. You guys are walking around with the exact same stuff.
That's crazy.
What else did you get in the Hamptons?
I got some fun things at Veronica Beard. I got a lot of work clothes.
Yeah, you got some cool girl things at Veronica.
I am always running low on work clothes.
Oh, we also went to, which we did last time with Claire, and we wanted you to see it,
What?
TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just insane to see because everything that they had out, like Jacquemus purses and the little Gucci bags.
Theory.
Super crazy for a TJ Maxx. Quince.
Saint-Cassept.
Staud.
It was insane. The prices, they were basically giving them away. So we obviously walked out with two bags of clothes.
That's where I got a lot of my work clothes. Because I'm like, you don't want to spend too much money on work clothes because you're not going to wear them outside of work.
Right. We're kind of always in work.
Luckily, I do actually wear them outside of work. I actually wear business casual pretty much 24/7. I'm wearing a suit to sleep. Like, I am buttoning up my blazer to go to bed.
No, literally, when we go out, we're in, like, work clothes.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. I wore one of the Veronica Beard tops out on a Saturday night. Like, I went to the bars
in this
lovely silk white top.
You're always in silk.
We were shopping. We were eating. We went to that Ralph Lauren activation.
Yes.
The Dolce & Gabbana activation. I'm not a huge fan of Dolce & Gabbana.
I'm not either.
Which is crazy because it's like our colors.
No, but I think it's garish. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I agree with that. No, I agree with that.
We went to Gurney's in Montauk, which was also very pretty. I would stay there. I would go that. Mm-hmm. You definitely like go out there and you stay there and you're doing like, you're on a wellness retreat. You're having a carrot juice and stuff like that.
I could go for a carrot juice.
Right about now. We also, the food was really good. We had fun dinners. We stayed at EHP Resort, which is where we stayed last time, which it's kind of like when you first roll up, you're like, what is going on? Did you feel that way? But
no,
I love it.
I trusted you guys.
I mean, I trusted.
Speaking of that, when we rolled up, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere, I would say.
Yeah.
Beautiful, right on the water. Like, we had this beautiful house. And the next morning, I got up to work out, and I went to the fitness center. Couldn't find it. I am up at 6:45 in the morning, pacing the entire resort, knocking on doors, trying to find
the
fitness center. I could not find it. So then I just kept walking up and down the marina.
Okay.
And because I didn't bring like the right shoes to go on a run. Uh-huh. And I wasn't going to go on a run on the main road and get hit.
Right.
Or like ride a deer home.
In the Hamptons.
I would.
Like, you would do something like that and have to go to the hospital.
So then I just went to the tennis court and ran around.
You're playing tennis and stuff. But you did. I love the house that we stayed in. That's where we stayed in last night. Wait, where did we go to dinner the first night? Why can't I think of that?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, where did we go? We went someplace like...
I couldn't tell you.
I have Handshakes in the Hamptons now stuck in my head.
Swifties.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh my gosh, let's talk about Hedges. Shout out to Hedges. I love what you've done with the place. Mm-hmm. Again, definitely like a Band-Aid situation, like very old house, historic site, but they decorated it beautifully.
It's beautiful.
It's the same menu, but like... Hamptons version, and everything's hydrangeas. My steak was amazing.
Those popovers.
The steak.
The sauce. The mustard sauce that came with the steak. Shocked.
There was 16 meals on my plate. Yeah. They brought out so much food.
It
was so good.
I loved it.
Great people watching. I liked how we were going during the week like that. I'm sure it's really busy on the weekends. Loved Hedges. I don't know how if it's staying there. I think it's really, really tight.
And they say on the website, apparently, like the rooms are small, like have a martini on us. And then you won't realize that the rooms are so small.
They actually put that in writing. So yeah. I thought that was a little nuts as well. Right near there, though, like a couple days later, we went to Ralph Lauren was having like a they set up like a Ralph's coffee. Again, just like in a field with like a windmill.
A windmill. thinking of food.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
And if we could get a Ralph Lauren activation in our cornfields, I think the city and the state would really turn around.
Like, we know so many people with similar windmills, and we just need, I mean, it was just like some furniture on a lawn and a truck.
People were freaking out about that tree farm. We have tree farms.
Oh, we have tree farms.
We had tons of tree farms.
The Wolford. So when we first went there with Claire and we went to the actual Wolford Estate Vineyard, you didn't miss anything. This time with Elizabeth, we went to the Wolford Estate farm stand, which I actually preferred better. And it really just comes down to your graphic designer.
Yeah.
Your graphic designer is running. They have a much, it's just they have a better PR team. And the shopping,
Shopping. But that comes with, you know, the marketing. You have to brand your city better.
You do have to brand your city better. But like, that was actually really enjoyable. We sat outside. We love the rosé from Wolford Estate. I think we got a case of it. It was delicious. It's so good. It just goes down very easy, especially when you're drinking in the middle of the day. And
yeah, that dehydration, the sun, you don't know where you are. It's just such a good, relaxing feeling. Kind of just like lose all feeling.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a Thursday in the middle of the day. But again, like we have all of the bones to succeed. We're just not near a major city, nor could we pull the people.
We could.
Honestly, like.
I mean, Cleveland was the New York City. In the heyday. And by heyday, I mean the 20s.
The 20s. Where do you think Rockefeller got to start? Right in our backyard. Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. Papa Bagels is coming to Cleveland.
Yes, they are. We just got a solid core, too.
We just got a solid core. And we're getting a Papa Bagel. Papa Bagels. We're getting an Aritzia. It's 35 minutes away, but
things are really looking up.
So take that, Hamptons.
We don't need you.
No.
We're going to drive 35 minutes to go get a bagel.
Yeah. And probably wait in a line.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Hamptons was just delightful.
And then we came back and we hit the ground running.
Wait, can I talk about my feet, though?
Oh, my gosh. Of course. You have the floor.
I have been dealing with a medical problem for the third week on Sunday. So Sunday, we left on Monday. Sunday, I wake up. I go, something's not right with my feet.
Because we had gone out with our friends that whole weekend. And this one decided to wear sandals, flip-flop all around the city. We're out till 2 a.m. and you're wearing flip-flops.
I only wear and only go out in Hermes or on sandals. That's all I wear all summer. I have three pairs. I rotate them. They look the most flattering on my feet. And I refuse to wear anything else. I never wear a sneaker or sometimes I will wear a heel.
It is basically walking on plywood.
Yeah. It's basically I'm barefoot.
So it's worse than barefoot.
Yeah. I just love them. Mm-hmm. So we're out all weekend and we went to like a Guardians game on that Friday. God, that seems so long ago at this point.
Yeah, it does.
That's how long I think I've talked to them. It's terrible. And I'm on concrete. It's concrete to concrete. It's just terrible. So Sunday, my feet aren't feeling great. Monday, we're in the Hamptons. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Things are not looking great. Things are clicking. I'm in pain. But I still continue to shop and walk and go to wineries in my... The only shoes I brought were my Hermes sandals. So I really don't have another option. By the time we left the Hamptons, I can't walk.
No.
I can't
She's
walk.
Immobile.
It was so bad the last day. I'm in a white skirt with a little English Factory
my white
top.
Skirt.
Okay. I'm in Elizabeth's white skirt with my English Factory top. We're walking around Southampton, West Hampton. I don't know where we were. We were in a Hampton. And I am in so much pain. But we still have, like, I know we have at least 6 hours of shopping ahead of us. I need to get outfits for LTKCon. It's a beautiful day. Like, so you're the only one who brought tennis shoes. I also didn't even bring workout shoes for this trip. Mm. So I put on her Hokas with...
Guys, it was
socks.
The craziest look.
It was like Rumspringa.
I only had Rumspringa. I only had high socks because, like, that's what I wear when I work out. She is in high socks. These, and for some reason, the Hokas look ginormous.
Well,
on
you have
your
bigger feet than me.
And it was like she was walking on two mattresses. And her skirt was the bed skirt. It was the craziest outfit. But, you know, like, I knew that you were in so much pain that you clearly did not care.
I didn't care. I normally, like, I do care to obviously a limit. And I was like, give me your shoes. I will have to stay sitting all day.
I mean, on Friday, our friend was carrying you on his back.
So we come home and we have plans on Friday, right? And I'm not going to cancel. I think at this point, so I broke my foot when I was around 12 or 13 at my cousin's wedding because I was dancing so hard. And I know what that feels like. I was dancing. I heard a crack and I kept dancing on one leg because I was having so much fun. And it was the first wedding I'd ever been to. I'm 12 years old. I'm not going home. I'm high off of Shirley Temples. So I know what that feels like. I was in a cast, crutches, the whole deal. I've always dealt with a subtle arthritis. I'm sure some scar tissue for sure, but nonetheless powered through. So I knew I didn't break it, but I thought that I, honest to God, had fractured my foot. We get home on Friday. We go out. We have this whole dinner plan. I am in so many different levels of pain, shooting up my leg. It's now giving me a headache. It's wrapped around the back of my head. My body's shaking. I'm so stressed out. We go to dinner, and I, once again, don't think about putting on a tennis shoe because I'm, like, the stupidest person. I looked really cool. I got to wear that outfit again.
By the way, we had the most fun dinner. You brought your childhood friend. I brought KK. Like, we had so much fun.
We had the best time. I limped to dinner. I tell everyone, I think I have a fracture in my foot, but I'm not going to cancel. It's like someone's saying I have a stomachache and I'm not going out. It's like, you don't, Stephanie.
Yeah.
By the way, we don't know
no,
Stephanie.
No, just, like, suck it up. I was like, you have to come. We've had these plans. You're coming.
Right.
So it got so bad that you could not walk.
I couldn't walk, guys. And your guy friend, I was like, he put me on his back and was carrying me
from bar to bar.
I felt like I almost crushed him. I'm like, I recently actually lost some weight. I was feeling pretty good. And
no. This is like, he doesn't have broad shoulders.
Yeah. Like, so. He's tall, but he wasn't, like, I actually thought I was going to go swan diving forward. And then I was like, I had this vision of me, like, falling forward and then, like, catching face myself on my hands. And now I have two broken wrists. And what, like, okay, so then it was just, I'm like, get off of me. So, but that was Friday. Saturday, my dear friend Kelsey, she was like, she was picking out her wedding, she picked out her wedding dress and she invited some girls for lunch and to come see her reveal of her wedding dress.
Well, a
wedding reveal party. And it was at this fabulous restaurant and we were all getting dressed up. I wasn't going to cancel because my foot hurt.
No, we power through.
So I get there. And I was fine. Luckily, we had, like, a little champagne at lunch. Like, I'm not saying that that's a good idea, but, like, it did help. Like, a little champagne. We then were in Sugar Land Falls. We want to shop and we want to walk around. It's 755 degrees outside. It's so hot.
Yeah.
And you decided it would be a good idea to give me your backless loafers. Again, no one thought of a tennis shoe.
No. I said to you, wear my sneakers. And you said they don't go with the outfit.
Yeah. At this point, it was still.
So then I offered you two different pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
One of which was a backless loafer. And I said, hey, they're pretty comfortable.
They were not. They were raffia backless loafers. Like, and the night before, I had these crazy shoes. Those were even worse than the Hermes.
Those were terrible. But the thing is, I am, like, one size bigger than you. So any shoe that you were going to be in, you would be slipping and sliding.
So it was so terrible. I had a great time with, like, lunch was so fun. But then we were walking around and shopping. I was in so much pain. And I told them, because at this point, I forget to leave this part out, I have a serious limp. Like, if there's one thing about me, if I'm favoring something, I'm favoring it to a level. So I have had a limp since Wednesday.
It's not like a normal limp. It is the craziest limp. Sometimes it was actually switching feet and you were limping on both.
Yeah.
You looked bananas.
I looked insane.
I actually couldn't even be around you. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
So Saturday, we're finished and I'm like, I finally was like, Kelsey, I have to go. So I get in the car and at this point I'm like, I'm going up to the lake house. I'm in so much pain. I'm driving up. I start seeing stars. I actually just start silently weeping in the car.
Silently weeping.
I can't even press my foot to the pedal. I had to take my shoes off. It hurt to press. I'm like full body sweating.
Oh my gosh.
I'm shaking. Like, mm-hmm. I also had a cappuccino at lunch, but yeah, I am in so much pain. So I get to the lake house. You weren't there. You would have died. Claire, Connor was on a bachelor trip. So Claire and Henry stayed up at the lake house. They're needlepointing. Henry's on the porch. It's like, it's a scene out of like literally the American dream. And I walk in like the Walking Dead. I have no shoes on. I'm limping. I actually thought about getting on all fours. I am sobbing uncontrollably. Dad's nowhere to be found. So I'm like, I was going to call him to like carry me inside. I walk in. They think I've hit someone. Something horrible has happened. They're like, what is wrong? So I crash on the couch for the rest of the weekend. And then both feet start hurting. Mm-hmm. So at this point, both feet are out. Once I tell them what's going on, I'm like, I think I broke my right foot and now my left foot's killing me. So I stay on the couch for Saturday night all into Sunday. You were actually on a date.
Yeah, I had a great date.
And like my friends are texting me. I'm like, I think I broke my foot. They're like, what are you talking
about? They're like, oh, we're with Elizabeth. I'm sending pictures and then I'm getting pictures from you. You're crawling around on the floor.
I texted her back. I said, I literally had to crawl up to bed on Saturday night and crawl up the stairs. Mom and Dad and Claire and Henry were all standing around me watching me. Not I was Henry. Like, how the mighty have fallen. On Monday, I'm in the glass house in the Hamptons. And by Saturday, I'm crawling on the floor, dry heaving. So
dry heaving.
So I did call the podiatrist on Friday. And then I had gotten an appointment, the first appointment on Monday. So we go in on Monday. This is a really long story for super not much long. Of anything. I'm sorry. But like, these are the things that I want to talk to them about. Okay. Because I missed you guys. So on Monday, we go to the podiatrist and I'm like, they're both broken. Both of my feet are like, mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, they're both broken.
And I just kept, and the interns were still in the office and I got a text and I said to the interns as I'm like working, I said, oh yeah, like my sister thinks she broke both of her feet. And Jack, one of the interns goes, oh no, like how are you going to go out this weekend? You're going to have to push her in a wheelchair. And then I just kept picturing you getting pushed around in a wheelchair.
Pushed around in a wheelchair. So by Saturday evening, Sunday morning, I was like, both of my feet are broken because they both are starting to hurt at this same point. And mm-hmm. I have shooting pains going up my legs. It was just a really weird. And I would get overcome with nausea and then start crying. Monday morning, we're at the podiatrist. I limp. Mom has to drop me off. They x-ray both of my feet. And I had this lovely, lovely, gentle podiatrist come in. And I told him my history. He looks at everything. We have an iPad. They're circling things. I'm like, I think I broke both my feet. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you didn't break your feet. You don't have a stress fracture. Like, I'm not seeing anything like that. He said, you have something called neuroma.
Neuroma.
You have neuroma in both of your feet. You have nerve damage because I have such high arches. He literally said this to me. He goes, it's like you're walking on two tripods. And he was like, you have been wearing the wrong shoes. You have been on hard concrete. You have not had good foot health and your body has reacted and you have nerve damage on both sides of your feet. He was like, so just you have to be in tennis shoes for the next 3 weeks. He gave me metatarsal pads. He told me to take Advil. And then he was like, you can walk normally. So I have been in a tennis shoe since last Monday. I don't get out of bed until I put my tennis shoes on. I literally keep my tennis shoes next to my bed. I put them on. Mm-hmm. I keep my pajamas on with my tennis shoes. I walk around. Mm-hmm. I look like I have lost my mind. I look like a recluse, actually. And I have been, they have gotten better.
Well, I'm happy to hear they've gotten better because we were all worried. We were concerned, like deeply, deeply concerned.
No, I was not
mostly,
okay.
Not because of like what could be wrong, like a broken bone you can fix. Mostly concerned at your reaction to the pain. Like it wasn't even like, oh, the broken foot we're concerned about. It's like, why is she reacting like this? Like it must be so bad.
And you know what? Shout out to, so that weekend you were like out and on dates with these cute boys and with all of our friends. And I'm like, you know, living with neuroma. And I texted, we FaceTimed like one of our friends who lives in our lake house. She's a sports medicine doctor. And at first she thought it was a stress fracture. She actually texted me today checking in again. Good. So sweet.
She's so nice.
And I told her like after what my diagnosis was, like, well, you know, I have neuroma. And she's like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. Like it's totally treatable. Totally. It'll be totally fine. But I just want, so then this past weekend we went to the feast, which we're going to get. I'm going to let you take that over in a second. But I was like, honestly, like I'm living with neuroma. There's life outside of neuroma.
There is life outside of neuroma and like neuroma awareness. Neuroma awareness. I've never heard of it. We need to be more aware of it. If I had been aware of it, I could have suggested it.
And I got crutches that my dad went to Rite Aid and he got me crutches because I literally couldn't work. All right, that's enough. So anyway, my feet are healing. And I was also panicking because I have LTK Con next week and I will be in a heel. as God is my witness, I will be in heels. Like,
even just put the metatarsal pad on the heel.
Yeah. I think I'm also going to get some numbing spray for my feet.
Smart.
And so we are getting there. I have only been in my Hokas, which she said are the best shoes for your feet, especially if you have high arches, because the front is really wide. Mm-hmm. What happens is you cannot let your toes get smashed together, which is what I do pretty much all the time. I went out all weekend. I wore your McQueens. I put my pads in there. It was amazing. So yeah, I've been living with neuroma, but I think we're doing better. Okay, wait. I want to
start a foundation.
Let's talk about the townhome.
Oh, let's talk about the townhome. So we are moving in together. But we haven't announced it together.
Oh.
like you announced it without me. You just like kind of came online and was like, this is where Elizabeth's living.
I did say that. Yes, yeah. We are living in the townhome together, which has really taken on a life of its own.
And let me just walk you through the process of like how I got to this decision, because I was looking for so long at apartments to live by myself. And I was down the road at this one apartment that fell through. Then I was down the road at another apartment. The parking ran out. It was a new build. They didn't have trash chutes. So you would just put your garbage in the hallway every night. And then a man, Santa Claus, would come down from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. He would collect your trash. And then if you left your door unopened, he would come in and sever you limb by limb. So it was like, that doesn't feel safe.
No.
So I wiped that one out. I was just like in this limbo of where am I going to live? Everything I like is too expensive for just one little girl. And then everything I don't like is heinous. So these townhomes were finally finished. And Emily came to me and she said, hey, it's me, Miss Bose. This is pre-neuroma, so she had energy. And she's like, what if we just got this townhome together? It'll be like a 1-year thing. You can see if you like it, and it'll be a stepping stone to like living by yourself or not. I was like, no.
She said no to me. I was rejected so many times.
One thing about me is I'm going to keep rejecting.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come around.
Yeah.
But I was like, absolutely not. Like, I want my own space. Dad at work's like, just go see it. So we go to the townhome. I walk in. I go, oh crap. There's enough space. This place is 3,000 square feet.
Yeah.
It is ginormous.
Also, I want to clarify, we did not buy it.
Oh, yeah, we didn't
buy it. It's rented. Like, it's you rent it.
Yeah.
So.
Also, like, I'm just a girl.
I'm not buying. I was like, I'm in no position to buy anything. Like, I just wanted to keep renting, but it was way too much space and too expensive for me. Like, I didn't need all that space.
Yeah. It's 3 floors. So I walk in, I was like, you know what? I will find my own little nook in this townhome. I will, like, whatever. I'll make this work.
Right.
I'm like, so
it's huge
and it's so sleek and so modern, and as Connor McCoy would say, fierce. Like, it's just,
it's fierce. So fierce. It's such a like fun girl party house, like, single girl era.
So we decided on the townhome, we signed our lease, and Emily is getting the bigger room, so she's paying more.
Yeah, I am. But I'm also older,
and my room is quite small.
It's small, but it's so cute. Like, you also, like, grew, like, you're just, like, in a corner, you know? You're just, like, in a corner with your jelly cats. Like, that's always been my image of you. Like, even when you were little, you were just, like, in a corner, you know? So it just, like, makes, just, like,
in a corner. You know what's so funny is I do sit on the ground a lot.
You do. You're always on the ground. Especially, like, in grade school and high school in the winter, you were just, like, in front of your bed,
yeah,
on the ground under a blanket. So that's, I was like, this will be totally
no,
fine.
No, Emily, I do that every night when I'm doing my red light mask.
Yeah, you're always on the floor. Yeah. And sometimes when I can't find you, if you're here, you're like behind your bed on the floor doing your red light. So I was like, oh, as we're getting the tour, they're like, this room is much smaller. We'll be fine. This girl will sleep on the floor. So that whole thing, I'm just going to talk really briefly. Yeah. I know I talked too long about neuroma.
No, you didn't.
But I am looking into having a charity gala for that.
You could do a charity walk instead of a charity run.
No, but no one would be
able to. Everyone walks like you did, locked knees, smashing your feet on the ground.
Hips back. So this whole townhome thing, I think last time we were on the podcast, I broke the news on the show to Mom.
Yeah.
The date that I had to move out. I had to be out of my apartment by August 12th. So we rallied together. We really moved. And we got a lot done. Number one, my dresser, which is beautiful, custom-made dresser that was at our parents' old house, has been broken. And it broke in a mysterious way because I shoved all of my clothes in there. And
it was, I don't know how it happened.
I don't know how it happened, but it was very mysterious. So
The way you said it.
That first got picked up by our movers. They took it out and they went and fixed it, which was amazing. So then all my stuff was everywhere. Also that morning, wait, I forgot to tell you this.
What?
So I'm living with Neroma, right? I can't walk. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're here. And I'm like, oh crap. Like I only took two of the drawers out because I was told they were going to assess it. So they come up and they're super nice guys. They come up to the apartment and I have four drawers that are still full to the brim. Elizabeth, I go, one second. They're in the other room. I take all my clothes.
You throw them.
I'm hurling
out the window, just on your balcony.
They're just in this giant pile and they walk in and they're like helping me put my ginger jars on the desk. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to take this out. So then Kit, our assistant, shows up and I go, oh my God, I didn't realize my dresser. They were taking the whole thing out. So she shows up and I'm like, Kit, I can't move. Like, and because I have Neroma, so I have to explain that to her. And she just walks into a mound. It wasn't even a pile. It was a mound of clothing. So we like went through it. That was the first phase, was the dresser. The second phase was we went to our house loft.
Yes. We went to our house loft and we picked out everything. Everything.
Everything.
The highlight for me, there were two highlights. The first one was when we walked in and we saw the only white couch available at our house loft.
Yeah.
And
in the whole state.
In the whole state. In the whole country.
The whole country.
And I said, it's perfect. It's this beautiful white sectional. Let's get it. Mom and you kind of lightly grab my arm and you go, I think the armrest is too modern. We look at the armrest and Mom goes, It's a square. And I'm like, oh my God, I wouldn't have never noticed that. So then we had the big debate about, do we wait and get a round armed sectional?
Right.
Or do we pivot and go with this really modern vibe? I was under the impression because you told me that we were going to go with this vibe.
Well, we were trying to convince you to move into the apartment and you really liked the model apartment, which was leaning more model. So I was like, yeah, sure, we'll go, like,
yeah,
you know.
So that's why I was under that assumption, because you said it.
Right. I was saying a lot of stuff to get her to live with me.
A ton of stuff. So we're at our house loft. We've picked out this crazy modern sectional with this square arm that's just avant-garde.
We've gone off the deep end. Can I also say, I do want to share these crazy numbers with you guys. The couch was originally listed, if you bought it brand new at our house, not our house loft, for $17,000. $17,000.
That is also how much the chicken salad was at Round Swamp. So pretty comparable.
It was on sale. So then it was marked down to $6,800. That was on the floor. They were running a promotion for an additional 25% off and then an additional 20% off. I think we got the couch for $3,000.
It was the biggest win.
We stole the couch.
We stole it.
From the state of Ohio. We stole the couch.
Yeah. By the way, you could never do that in East Hampton.
Oh, God, no. Absolutely not.
Anyways.
Yeah. So I just want to point that out.
We picked out this really modern, crazy, sleek couch. It's just like a regular couch. And then there was a, whatchamacallit?
Coffee table.
Thank you. And Emily and I could not decide on a coffee table. Mom agreed with me, by the way,
yeah,
for this burled wood coffee table. We are dragging the coffee tables around. We're trying to assess which one's better. And Emily just keeps saying, like, no, this is too modern.
I was really torn up about it. It was so modern. I was like, I don't even feel like myself. You know what I'm saying?
At one point, I look over. You're sitting by yourself all the way at the end of the row in a little tiny blue velvet chair. And you're going, I never thought we were going to go this modern.
And I'm sitting in like this super like preppy piped in white, like velvet blue chair.
Yeah. So then once we got a hold of the vibe that we were doing, it was like you thought we ambushed you or something.
No, it was just like I had to get there. But yeah, I was a little thrown off.
Once you got there, then we picked out chairs. We picked out bar stools, mirrors, this beautiful structure, ladder thing. We picked out everything.
Side tables, an accent chair, a rug. We got 13 items, you guys. I actually am going to share these numbers because this is ridiculous. So when you see our apartment or townhome, you're just going to know like how crazy it was. We got 13 items. They were running a promotional sale that if you got over 10 items, you got an additional 20% off. Mind you, the ticket price on the couch was $17,000. We got this hutch, this stunning
hutch. Oh my gosh, I forgot about the hutch.
That I, honest to God, it looks like it's an heirloom. It just came on the floor.
$8,000.
We got 13 items from our house loft. nothing. It was just canceled orders that people, like, she was
some
explaining.
Some of it had marks on
sure,
it.
Sure, we got that all treated and cleaned. We got 13 items for $10,000. If you're not aware, split that between two girls. That's $5,000 for brand new state-of-the-art furniture.
This is a state-of-the-art facility. And if you aren't sure, that's a bag of pita chips at Robin's Club. That's a muffin top.
Just to give you some, again, context.
Yeah.
So we literally cleared house. We got the entire family room, living room space at our house loft. We did it in 2 hours. It was such a deal. And these, like, we will have these pieces of furniture for, I'm stealing them all, by the way. I'm going to buy you out after a year.
Wait, what? You said it wasn't your vibe.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe you can. Well, one of us will buy each other out. I've already decided that.
Wait, why can't we split everything?
Well, then the other person's going to have to find half of the other furniture. That makes no sense.
I had no idea.
I'm kidding, by the way. So anyway, we got all the furniture. So that was the second phase. I got my dresser fixed. Then we got all the furniture in our house loft. Now we're making headway, right? So then...
Oh, we got the rug. We got the rug at our house loft,
yes,
too.
We got the rug at our house loft. We got bar stools. We also... Mom ordered you a headboard.
That bowl. We got that.
We got a bowl.
It was just like a great day.
And I took my whole bedroom set because I absolutely adore my bed and I love my mattress. I've had this bed since my parents' old house. I brought my desk. I brought my chair and
your living room.
My living room. Questions on the living room. So my current living room, because we are living in a 3-floor townhome, the living room, there's like a office. They call it a flex room. So it could be an extra bedroom, an office, a playroom, whatever. We just took all of my furniture from my family room, living room in my apartment and put it down there. And it's so charming. So my white couch, my chairs, my rug, my Serena and Lily coffee table, little raffia bar cart, like it all fit down there. And it's like a sweet little sitting room. Oh, we got a mirror at our house loft too. This huge like gold brass burled
patinaed
for like right when you come off of the garage, which is awesome. Then we also brought my console table. That's in like the little breezeway when you first walk in. Claire is redoing her basement, kind of making it more like a playroom for Henry. So they had an extra console down there from when my parents lived. So that's also in the family room. Goes perfectly with the vibe. Claire also got she's also doing some home renovations. Mm-hmm. She got a new
kitchen table. So we took the old kitchen table that was mom and dad's, one that we grew up with.
Which is marble. Kind of a sleigh. And we're getting that treated. Also a sleigh.
A sleigh, yeah. All day.
Condensation hates to see us coming.
So one thing we're going to do is spill.
Yeah.
What do? We trip and we spill.
Yeah. It's the Neroma flaring up. So then on August 12th, we officially moved in. And also leading up to that, like I'm not prepared at this point, right? Clothes are everywhere. My dresser's in disarray. Kit, my lovely assistant, I was in so much pain. She packed up my entire kitchen and I was like driving the car back and forth because it's almost harder to move from a closer spot.
It is. So in all of this moving to Roma, you know, Hamptons. Working Hamptons, I am not helping one iota. I didn't pick up a t-shirt. I didn't offer to assist in any capacity. What I kept saying was, it's assistance from a distance. I was like, they will do so much better without me, without another set of hands getting in the way.
It's been actually, I'm going to use the word mind-boggling, how little you've done for this move.
I haven't done anything.
She has not done, guys, one thing. Mom cleaned out your, like,
well, I cleaned out my closet and I packed everything. And then I brought it downstairs. That's all I did. I told Grammy. I said, yeah, like, I haven't done anything. She goes, good for you, honey. It's good for you.
No, Elizabeth, the way that, like, hands off is, like, not, is an understatement.
There were no hands. There were just, like, no, I had an aroma in my hands.
You can't even get a hold of you.
No.
So Kit packed up my kitchen, which was amazing. And then on August 12th, the movers showed up. That was a crazy day. It was just bags everywhere, and they had to go to mom and dad's house. Then they went and picked up the kitchen table and the console from Claire's house. Then they came over to the townhome, had to move everything out of my apartment over to the townhome.
It was bananas, and I was at the Browns training camp.
Yeah, and like a dinner.
Yeah, and then I went out to dinner.
Yeah,
that's right.
Then we went to dinner, and I'm on my knees trying to go back and forth. I'm in so much pain
She's
for my
crawling
feet.
Crawling between her apartment and the townhome.
Literally. I'm like, how much Advil is too much Advil? I'm in so much pain. We were on our feet all day. We had four movers. They got everything in. I got out of my apartment. Phew. Phew. That was on Wednesday. Thursday, I got up at 6 o'clock, and we drove to the Cincinnati Open because I was doing a huge brand deal with Talenti and ATP. Feet still broken, but a little bit better. So then I was there all day. And then Friday, we like stopped over there briefly, but we were all just like so beat. So we didn't do anything over the weekend. And then we were back on Monday.
Well, we went to the feast.
Oh my
this
God.
This weekend.
Talk about the feast.
The Feast of the Assumption that happens every year. And if you guys are familiar with the past episodes, we get into big sister fights. And we have talked about this. It's just like a yearly kind of end of summer. We're all, it's hot out. We don't know what to wear to the feast. Some people are casual. Some, our friends are in dresses. It's 30 minutes away. We have to wrangle people into a Uber.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of
the husbands.
The husbands. Guys, you need to watch that clip. The rumors and nastiness. I love her.
You are vile.
You are vile and disgusting. I never want to see you again. Who speaks like that?
She's got a mental problem.
So anyways, we just always get into this fight, whatever. It's usually surrounding a boy. Not a big deal. So this year was like, Emily, we're going to the feast. We have,
you know. And I didn't go last year. I removed myself.
So we wrangled two different friend groups Friday, Saturday night. Friday night, you're exhausted from the town home from ATP. I'm exhausted from work. I come home. I'm like, it's 5 o'clock. So I'm going to take a 30-minute nap and then I'll start getting ready because we have to leave by 7:15. Okay. So I wake up to clamoring. And I hear two tripods walking around my room, hitting things and huffing and puffing and just furious. I wake up like 15 minutes later. I'm like, oh, okay. This is what we're dealing with. So I just go, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And you were in the craziest outfit. You're wearing hiking shoes with
my Salomon
with these long rag and bone pants. I can't even see half your
feet. Marshmallow man. It's crazy.
And then you have like a going out top.
It's like the worst.
Hiking on the bottom, bar on top. So I just go, that won't do. Like, that won't do. We start screaming at each other.
Yeah.
I don't have the capacity to scream anymore.
No.
So we're yelling at each other. And then I pause and I go, whoa. Like,
it's happening.
It's happening in real time. The feast fight. So we gather our senses. You found a really cute outfit.
No, actually, you maturity entered the room, which was you. And you went downstairs. Shout out to Shop Avara, who sent me a box of
Thank
new clothes.
Thank God. Thank Jesus Christ for Avara and for sending you that stuff.
And she brought up, there was new jeans and a new top. And you brought it up and you're like, put this on. I put it on. It looked perfect.
It looked perfect.
And I still hadn't washed my hair or gotten ready at that
point. So it's 6:45. We have found her outfit. And she goes, okay, perfect. I'm going to go wash my hair.
It was 6:20. It was 6:20. I did it in an hour. Yeah.
So I go, you still have to wash your hair. I'm trying to remain calm. And I said, you need like an hour to do that. Like, we're leaving at, we were supposed to be there at 7:15.
Yeah.
So
everyone got there late.
Needless to say, we got there. We had a great time. We met up with your friends. We saw my friends. Like, it was just great.
Yes.
Great. Saturday night, I slept until 1 p.m. And
we're out all night. But I had my shoes, my pads, my Advil. Yeah. It was Neuroma ready.
Neuroma ready.
Yeah.
And so Saturday night we go out and we collect an Uber for 8 because I was like, we're never going to find these girls if we don't go together. So right. We made 6 stops and we picked everybody up.
We made 6 stops.
We had to bring cash because the event is only cash. And the night before we ran out of money. That was a rookie mistake. So the next
such
night,
a heist that they're pulling at
yeah,
these things.
Seriously.
What in the like no taxes is going on?
Yeah.
But I'm here for it.
Whatever. We
supported
supporting
it. Small businesses. Yeah.
So the next night I brought $500 in cash.
Yeah.
Because
you were the bank.
I was like, everyone's going to run out of money and I don't want to leave and there's no ATMs. Like, this is ridiculous. So I was like, we can only have 38 spritzes.
That's it.
Because the spritzes are $13.
By the way, per person.
For like in total, like you and I.
Yeah.
We spent,
okay. Yeah. If we spent. Yeah.
So it's like, we can only have 38 spritzes. So everybody started pacing.
It was so funny.
So funny. So we had a great time. Ran into so many people. I was wearing a new little dress. Actually, it was just like a potato sack.
We went and bought new outfits that day. We've been doing this. There's this little boutique in Cleveland. Shout out to them. It's called Rising Boutique. And when we were growing up in high school, there was this boutique in our neighborhood, and it was called Groove. And it was actually run by our graphic designer, and it was so cute. It was like a treat. We'd get to go there after school, and it was a great price point. And they just had like cool girl clothes. That she closed that. But this is the adult version of Groove, and it's called Rising. Such funny little names.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth and I only go there on the weekends. And
that's actually not true. I go there sometimes during the weekends.
Okay, Emily only goes there on the weekends. That's seriously, bring me. Mm-hmm. And we go and we run in. We have no time. We're cutting in too close. We just buy going out clothes.
The sales associate is so nice. She's always like, where are you going today?
She's so cool. She's got a cool voice.
Yeah.
And then we run across the street and we get a banana latte. We illegally park. We get back in the car and we drive 150 miles an hour home. And that's, honestly, you can't put a price on that.
You can't put a price on that dopamine hit. Like, that is undeniably the best feeling of my week.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. So I was wearing a new little coral, almost reddish dress.
I had a set on and I got a lot of compliments. I have not gotten a lot of compliments in a while.
I told you it was a cool set.
Oh, everyone was like liking that.
No, yeah. I like it too.
Yeah.
I want to wear it.
It's in my closet here.
Perfect.
So then we went up to the lake, and then on Monday we went back to the townhome, and mom and I worked from 9 a.m. till we got home at around 9 o'clock at night at the townhome. We set up your whole room. We set up the kitchen. We finished the family room. We hung pictures. We started on my closet. We were throwing out so many clothes that I had, so many things. She like organized. I have a lot more space than Elizabeth.
Just a ton of space.
But there's this whole like closet for like shoes and bags and stuff. So mom styled that. I still don't have nightstands. So then now we're here today. It's Tuesday. And Kit, our assistant, I think this is actually her last day before she starts her real job. So that she was here in the morning. And then we went back over to the townhome. We're looking for nightstands because the nightstands that we ordered are miniature. I don't know why everyone is making these teeny tiny Polly Pocket nightstands. They need to be taller. So we went to Home Goods. We thought that we found it. We were going to order another one. And we brought it in the space and we saw a stain and then it wasn't working. So now we have to take it back. But we found lamps.
Few.
And then we hung some pictures.
I walked in yesterday because I got home from work and I was going to a Miami alumni wine tasting with one of my friends. And I show up and I walk in. It was like I walked into a showroom. My entire room was decorated. My bed was made. All of my clothes were on coordinating matching hangers. And I was like, it's done. It's a hotel.
The way that she's done nothing for this move.
The way I haven't even placed a jelly cat on my bed. I haven't put any of my antiques. Like, everything is just done.
Right. It's just done. And I feel bad because you keep saying, like, are we going to stay in the townhome tonight? And I'm like, we are
Your room
working.
Is in disarray.
It's in disarray. We are working as, I'm still waiting for my dresser, which is why the clothes are on the ground. But we are working as fast as we can. My deadline, I need to get this place done because I've been living out of a boat tote for the past 3 weeks. My stuff has been everywhere. I haven't had feet. And my deadline is LTKCon. I'm treating LTKCon like it's back to school. Mm. And I want everything. I want my T's to be crossed, my I's to be dotted, and everything to be perfect. And I leave on Tuesday. I'm so overwhelmed by my week next week. I'm going to throw up. I have a date on Monday. I'm gone Tuesday through Friday in Dallas. Then we come back. We're having a party at Peyton's house in the garden, a garden party. And then on Saturday, I'm at the Vitrolite with Marshalls. I have a whole brand activation that I have to do.
I've lost count.
My feet are not healed.
I've lost count. I've lost. Okay, we're screwed.
7, 8, 9.
We're screwed.
So
I came to the conclusion today. First of all, I love to be busy. I have an urge to be busy. I always like to be busy. And I think the next 2 to 3 years, I am going to be at this busy level.
Yeah, you're really busy. You're always working.
I love it.
Yeah, you're kind of an animal at work recently. But anyway, the townhome should be done by the end of the week. And then I need to film it too. And I have like 3 brand deals that I need to do in the apartment as well. So there's just like a lot going on, which is also why I literally haven't posted anything. I feel like there's been so much going on the podcast.
You've been posting a lot.
Yeah, I know.
You always take this podcast break.
Yes. We took a little summer break. And I actually think creatively it's good because now I'm in like a new space. You know,
in a modern space.
I'm in a modern space.
You won't even recognize it with this square arm ottoman. Like, what is going on? Burled wood? Who are we? A patina mirror?
And if we start acting a little different, you think that we're getting a little big for our head, a little cooler. Like, that's just we're living
If we're using modern words, you know, if we're dressing in monochrome.
if you see us carrying burled wood around,
don't say like you changed, because like we have. So I think that's going to be our show for tonight, because we're doing a big family dinner. Our cousin is going back to college. He's still, that's, isn't that crazy? He's still in college.
So I, first of all, thought he had already gone back to school.
No, he's
and
still
then home. Second, I thought he had graduated.
Same.
We live 2 minutes
away. I mean, I knew he didn't actually graduate.
You know what I mean?
But like, I'm like, it just seems like he seems, because he's the youngest, and like, it's crazy that he's still in college.
It's crazy. The other day, he picked me up in the golf cart, and he was driving us around.
Yeah. So we're doing a big family dinner, which at our club, which I'm so excited about tonight. Just going to be like kind of relaxing.
Are you going to get a spritz?
I was going to get rosé.
I had so much wine at the wine tasting last night.
I guess I would get a Hugo.
I almost turned into an Aperol this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I got to stay away from those. You got one that on Sunday when we were at having like an early dinner at the lake. I was like, what are you doing?
You got a Hugo. It's no so different.
No, it's that red dye. Like I was like, what are you doing? Or orange dye. So that's our show. We're going to go to dinner with our family. There are still so many updates that I think that I want to talk to you guys about. We will be back for a Patreon episode for this month, for August. I'm so excited for next week. Literally my Super Bowl of my adult life. I still need two outfits.
I still need two outfits.
And flights. So I'm a little
Rising
screwed.
Boutique, here we come.
No, literally, mom just texted. She said, hi, dad and I are going to go. We will see you at 6 o'clock.
Perfect.
Thank you all so much for listening to Bose and Company. We appreciate as we took this little break. I hope you guys are having a wonderful August. If you're in the thick of back to school, whether you're going to college, high school, you have children, we're thinking of you. And I hope that this show was just a little spot of brightness and happiness. And I can't wait to share. We can't wait. Hold hands. We can't wait to share more of our townhome. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. We will see you
next
week.
Thank you for having me.
And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.